have quite a number of apologies. Even one or two members. It's going to be for another meeting. So I presume this meeting won't be long, but only that we could not dispose of it without us sitting. So the chair of the family issues, and Honorable Bonger said you're going to join us late because they're hosting someone. And I don't think he'll find us. Honorable Tambuza is writing exams. And Honorable Mikau Daule. So we welcome everybody. So it will be difficult for us to go to item two. We can't consider and adopt
decision.
The minutes. No, we can't take any decision. Also, on point number three, this matter of the public protector, because we all fall in one community, the advice is that this matter doesn't sit here, it sits with the Joint Standing Committee on Defense. So we must refer this matter and we'll discuss it there. All of us sit there, fortunately.
Can I just ask Chairperson, in terms of that, I understand the principle, but what did the President do? Did he refer it to us, or did the Joint Standing Committee, or does that not play a role? And then alternatively, depending on what that says, and what obligation that puts on us, is it then not suffice to say that one must maybe get a legal opinion from the Lord Central Advisors?
What usually happens, the President sends it to the Speaker,
yes.
And then it is the Speaker who sends it there to the committee. But all such matters, you know, the deployment of troops, even they are dealt with do it by the Joint Standing Committee on these issues. The advice, we got the advice. Advice also says, don't do any harm because coincidentally all of us serve on the joint thing, but it's proper if it is there. So just schedule it, not for next week in the Joint Standing Committee on Defense, so that we deal with it. Yes,
I think, Chair, the issue is, of course, the procedure that we need to follow. The President sends it to the Speaker, and refers it to the committees. If there's a change in the committee that must be replaced by the Joint Standing Committee, it must be referred back to the Speaker's office and then to the JSDC. That is normally the procedure.
Thanks very much. And that's a very good point that you're making, that we're going to write back to the Speaker and say this matter outside to the President. Thanks very much. That's what we're going to do. It's just to advise on point four on pending overflight visits, defense facilities, I think it's in the Free State. Peter, you'll be short on this.
Chairperson, just before that, before Peter takes the time, can we just find out, I mean, how many people will be available for us? Because I know that there's some of our members who will be on other committee oversight. So I mean, how many of us will be available? And you know, I'm not difficult to say, but other parties' members who never attend the committee, but then they're suddenly available when there's an oversight, it means that, you know, eventually it's only three or four of the committee members that will attend the oversight. And then one must really ask the question, is that then really justified? And should we not make a proper decision and coordinate with the members who, and check with the members who also serve on other committees? Because I know that there's other members of us that will be in President Natal next week. So I mean, if it's only two or three or four of us, certainly doesn't justify going over the site, irrespective of the necessity of that.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Chairperson, let's give Peter to make that presentation and also take an address that Honourable Mareng to say let the administration check with our members whether it will have that necessary support for availability of members. And if not, then I should think we'll call it up because of the different committees that we'll be making proper silence. That's how we can really deal with it.
At the same time, I know two people who are not available next week. Honorable Kosan and myself. Is there anyone else from here? So Peter, you take it two of the nine members, but then as the secretary, just to take or to check with all the members.
Because I'm sure it cannot really be a DIO.
The members are there.
Well, very good.
I'm a very good.
No, well, this would be a parliamentary case. Yeah. Just be short on that.
Yeah, no, thank you so much, I think Randy has distributed this document.
Yeah.
It's basically a three-pager. The main information is on the first page. The second page is basically just the different army bases in the Free State. Don't forget there about the Air Force Base Bloemfontein, the SAM units. And the last page is just more information about military veterans. So on the first page, the suggestion is that for this three-day oversight visit, we go and visit three military hospitals. We've been to one military hospital, we know what the issues are there. We've been to two military hospitals. So we're going to Bloemfontein and three military hospital is there. Members will recall at the last meeting where SAMS was supposed to give feedback on the critical issues. They didn't do so, and yesterday we ATC our oversight report of two military hospitals, and in there there are really strong recommendations, and I think maybe this is an opportunity to also invite the SG and his team to come and respond to some of these issues. One can recall, for instance, the issue about community doctors, the ICU unit standing idle. So I think that's an opportunity to invite the SG to come and brief us there. That is the first visit, and that was probably the Tuesday morning. And then the afternoon, the suggestion there is we can either go and visit the School of Armor. I think that is very important, especially with regards to this new vehicle, armored vehicle that's being built, the Badger. Then we can engage with them. We can also go and see some of the tanks they have available there. We can also go to one parachute battalion. They've been involved in the Battle of Bangui. And I think it would be nice if the committee can go there and maybe meet some of these members that have been involved in the Battle of Bangui. So that is for day one, first day military hospital, and then we have a choice between the School of Armor or the parachute battalion. Day two, Air Force Base Bloemfontein. The last time in 2014 we went there, we picked up a lot of issues from flying hours to the recreation system to the air conditioning system. Over time and a lot of other issues. So I think it would be a good idea to go and follow up of what's happening there. Remember that this Air Force base is responsible for the training of helicopter pilots. So it would be good to engage with them. So that's a suggestion for day two. Day three, we seldom have been to provincial offices or facilities of military veterans, and I think this gives us an opportunity to go and visit the military veterans at the provincial level. Members will recall that the Free State itself, you know, they have in the Premier's office, you know, there is a office or facility for the military veterans, and they've been in the front of building houses and assisting military veterans with regards to housing. Remember, we require 50 square meters, they've gone ahead and made the land available for 100 square meters. They also top up, you know, the 188,000 rand, you know, that given towards housing. I think they've had around 100,000 rand, but a lot more, you know, than the other problems that we. So I just think it would be a good idea to go then to the offices of the provincial military veterans, the office of the premier, and they'll then go and visit some of the completed houses and the services. So in brief, okay, that is the suggestion on page one.
Thanks,
Peter.
That's good as always. Yeah, on this is the presentation on the members.
No comment.
On the chair, if we should go ahead, I think on day two, the Air Force Base Brewster, thank you, Mr. The Air Force Base, how long will it take us to finish that? Because we went from hangar to hangar and we had discussions with the commander and everybody else there. So we noted that, so we're going to follow up on that. That took us the last time about 2 hours, okay, I was maximum. If it's possible, we could also meet with the Military Veterans Association. That's in the area. Actually, very close to the airport. Then maybe that would be a good engagement. Also, to find out about the road shows that have been taking place throughout the country. I think the Deputy Minister has completed the final road show as well. So, if that's a possibility, it would be appreciated.
Any other comments?
Okay.
We understand the report of how we're going to conduct the our affairs. I should think I go back to what I have initially said. We accept it, but pending to the availability of members. Let the committee deal with that part and advise all members about the matter. Thank you.
Okay, we leave it to the secretary. Those available, let's see whether there's value for money. If we go there.
Timeline.
They've already started out two preparations. They'll contact all members. Within 1 hour, they'll be finished. Then they'll tell us. Then they'll tell us how many members. Application is there, pre-approved, and so everything is there. Mandy, you will tell me the numbers. Just then, these are the numbers that are available for this officer. Okay. The issue about the study tour, the good news and the bad news about
the
it.
The
tour has been approved, but not for now. In January. In January, which means after the 15th or something of that sort. From the 15th. Anything. So the budget has been approved. Okay. And the one issue which we still have to talk about is the approval of the tour itself. We've got 9 members, and the powers that be approved that we should, only 8 members should go. So we're still going to pursue the powers that be. They said 5 AMT, 2 DA, 1 other.
The person who's not here normally, so send him off, he's not here.
Yeah.
Why should he be on the tour?
Okay.
That's only fair that people should participate all the time.
Is that the decision that you're taking?
Why don't you call someone?
don't
call that person.
We might be fortunate, maybe Honorable Marias might be fortunate to get somebody to accompany us. Okay, so we agree on the 8. Okay, that's fine. We'll keep it that at 8, 5 ANC, 2 DA, 1 other parties. how they saw them out.
Put them in the room and let them.
It's only one that actually attended.
Yeah.
A few times now, a few times. The others never attended.
Yeah, not one.
They made speeches there.
Mm.
At the EBC.
Yeah.
But never in the committee.
But the Freedom Fund Club would like to attend. And then, like, the button cross that please when you come to me. Okay.
Cross or double cross?
We'll see. So that's about it on the study, update on the study talk. We have agreed, sort of, we can't make any decision. Next time we meet, to say that we are clear about the aid approved.
Yeah.
Okay. So the last item that keeps you here is the closing. The meeting is adjourned.
I think that should be an urgent meeting with NASFAS.
Yeah.
I think we requested that. And if the secretary can just assist us, we will attend.
Please, just ASAP, even if it's next week.
Okay.
So that we can also get the 14 million.
Why not?